This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
On the Chicago Board of Trade yesterday, July corn ended the day at 355. That was up 2.75. September corn ended the day at 361, up 2.75. And December corn ended the day at 372. That was up 3. July soybeans on the Chicago Board of Trade yesterday ended the day at 926. That was down 8. August beans ended at 913, down 6.25. September beans ended at 901.5, down 6.25. July soybean meal yesterday ended the day at 296.60, down 91. August bean meal ended the day at 291.30, down 71. September meal ended at 288.30, down 67. July soybean oil yesterday ended the day at 34.51, up 118. August oil ended at 34.51, up 116. And September oil ended the day at 34.52, that was up 119. July wheat yesterday ended the day at 4.93¾, up 16¾. September wheat ended at 4.98¾, that was up 16½. December wheat ended at 5.12¾. That was up 15¾. July oats yesterday ended the day at 2.44½. That was up 10½. And September oats ended at 2.52¼, up 10½. Right now we'll take you to the Department of Agriculture in Springfield for a recap of the cash grain markets.
Thank you. This is Jerry Milberg with the Illinois Department of Agriculture with Monday's Grain Market Report. The Illinois country grain prices did end mixed on Monday afternoon, with wheat prices benefiting from freezing weather in Canada over the weekend. And in northern and western Illinois, country grain dealers quoted shell corn bids 1 cent higher at 327 to 347, while soybean bids were down 8 to 9 cents at 901 to 922. In central Illinois, country grain dealers quoted shell corn bids mostly steady to a penny higher at 328 to 352, while soybean bids were down 7 to 11 cents at 912 to 931. In the southern part of the state, shell corn bids were steady to 4 cents lower at 332 to 358, soybean bids down 8 cents at 919 to 942, while wheat bids were mostly 17 higher at 451 to 484. Illinois soybean processor cash soybean bids were 6 to 8 cents lower at 958 to 966, with basis steady to 2 cents higher at 32 to 40 over July. High Pro 48% soybean meal on a truck basis offered at $308.60 to $321.60 per ton. That is down $9.10, with basis steady range from 12 to 25 over July. Illinois corn processor cash corn bids were a penny higher at 351 to 369, with basis steady at 1 under to 17 over July. Illinois River Barge Loading Elevators quoted producer corn bids 1 cent lower at 352 to 355, with basis down 2 cents at option to 3 over July. Soybeans dropped 8 cents, ranging from 942 to 946, with basis steady at 16 to 20 over July. And new crop wheat prices ended up 12 to 22 cents at 474 to 479, with basis ending mixed, range from 20 under to 15 under July. East St. Louis Barge Loading Terminal Elevators placed their producer corn bid steady to a penny higher at 374 to 375. These same elevators dropped their soybean prices by 7 to 8 cents, with quotations at 965 to 966. Soft wheat up 11 to 17 at 494 to 496, while Milo ended steady on Monday at 402 to 418. Contract bids to producers for new crop delivered grain in northern and western Illinois. Country elevator bids to producers in those regions for new crop corn range from 329 to 344. New crop soybean bids at 845 up to 872. In central Illinois on Monday, new crop corn bids range from 324 up to 342. New crop soybean bids at 866 to 881. And in the southern part of the state on Monday, new crop corn bids range from 329 up to 345. New crop soybean bids at 856 to 876. And wheat bids for June, July delivery in southern Illinois, those range from 444 up to 484. That completes our country grain report for Monday. This is Jerry Milberg with the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
Livestock futures on the Chicago Board of Trade yesterday. June hogs ended the day at 84.65, up 82. July hogs ended at 84.35, up 90. August hogs ended at 83.37, that was up 87. June live cattle yesterday ended the day at 153.15, up 82. August cattle 152.15, up 87. October cattle ended at 153.85, up 92. August feeder cattle yesterday ended the day at 223.55, up 60. September feeders 222.37, up 70. And October feeders 221.15, up 80. Back we go to the Department of Agriculture in Springfield for a recap of the cash livestock markets.
Thank you. This is Bob Reese with the Illinois Department of Agriculture with Monday, the first afternoon livestock report. Starting with the National Daily Direct Hog Report, calculations for a 200-pound pork carcass traded 8 cents lower in the range of 68 to 81.25, with the weighted average carcass price of 78.17. From the Illinois Direct Sow Report, slaughter sows were trading steady, with moderate demand for moderate offerings. U.S. 1 and 3 grade sows under 400 pounds were 22 to 27. 4 to 5 weights, 26 to 31, 5 to 6 weights, 30 to 33, and 6 weights and up, 32 to 35. On the Illinois Direct Hog Trade, barrels and gilts at country buying points are trading steady, with moderate demand for moderate offerings, ranging from $51 to $57. Receipts for Illinois hogs today totaled 12,663 head. And in the direct cattle trade from the National Daily Direct Slaughter Cattle Report, steers on a live basis traded at 157 to 160.50, and on a dress basis, 250 to 253. Heifers on a live basis traded at 158 to 160, and on a dress basis, 250 to 253. From the National Daily Pork FOB Plant Report, trading for retail and processing cuts were established with 292 loads traded. Calculations for a 200-pound pork carcass, 87.10, and that was 30 cents higher. From the National Box Beef Cutout Report, values for choice and select beef carcasses were trading mixed. Choice carcasses, 254.58, that was 71 cents lower, with select carcasses at 244.62, that was 79 cents higher. For the estimated daily slaughter under federal inspection, cattle slaughter was estimated at 114,000. That compared to 2,000 last week and 115,000 a year ago. Hog slaughter was estimated at 420,000. That compared to 2,000 last week and 378,000 a year ago. That concludes our livestock report. I'm Bob Reese with the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
Time for Farm News. This is John Michael Marty. The Illinois Department of Agriculture is hosting 33 international buyers from China, Mexico, Peru, Puerto Rico, Colombia, Thailand, and Vietnam, the 1st through the 3rd of this month, in an effort to increase export sales for the Illinois pork industry. Over the last 19 years, the tours generated over $10 million in sales. The tour kicks off with participants meeting with representatives from Cedar Ridge and Redbud. The farm was established in 1954 by the late Fred and Betty Grohman. Their 6 sons now own and operate the farm, which is one of the nation's top sellers of purebred breeding stock. Exporting Illinois agriculture is vital to the growth of the industry, and the Illinois Pork Tour is an integral part of our marketing plan, says Ag Director Philip Nelson. Illinois ranks 4th in the nation among pork-producing states. The tour will also make stops at FarmWeld in Teutopolis, a company that's on the forefront of wean-to-finish technology, the National Soybean Research Laboratory at the U of I at Urbana-Champaign. Participants there will hear from Craig Gunderson on various aspects of soybeans. Prairie State Semen Incorporated, a full-service commercial boar stud and hog semen supplier located in Champaign. CME Group, an international marketplace enabling institutions and businesses to manage their financial risks and allocate their assets. Amlin International Innovation Center in Vernon Hills, the Animal Health Division of the Oil Dry Corporation. And on Thursday, the tour will leave for Des Moines, Iowa, site of the World Pork Expo. Illinois is going to be a perfect fit for the new USDA ethanol program. According to the U.S. Department of Agriculture, Illinois motorists will benefit from a $100 million grant program announced today by the Department of Ag. It would improve fueling infrastructure to offer higher blends of ethanol. The so-called Biofuels Infrastructure Partnership will support the infrastructure needed to make higher ethanol blend options available to consumers. Specifically, the USDA will administer competitive grants to match funding for state-led efforts to market higher blends of renewable fuel, such as E15 and E85. States that are able to provide greater than a one-to-one ratio in funding will receive higher consideration. We're appreciative of Secretary Vilsack's efforts to support rural economies and consumer choice. That from Ken Hartman, Jr., the Illinois Corn Growers Association president. He farms near Waterloo. Illinois corn farmers are committed to expand consumer choice at the pump by expanding market access to higher blends. We look forward to matching the USDA dollars with existing and planned programs here in Illinois. Now, Illinois corn farmers have long partnered with the state of Illinois and the American Lung Association to offer incentive programs that add to fuel choice at the pump. We know that the EPA-approved ethanol blends, they're an important part of the clean air formula. That, according to Angela Tin, she's vice president of the environmental health at ALA in Illinois. More ethanol pumps means more consumer choices and less vehicle emissions. Grumbling continues from the farm community as the EPA cuts the corn ethanol obligation. Illinois Farm Bureau President Richard Gubert says while EPA proposes to gradually increase the amount of biofuels blended into the nation's motor fuel supply, the Farm Bureau takes issue with EPA's use of the term ambitious to describe overall volumes for this year and next that fall well short of the goals Congress originally set for the RFS program. For an administration that likes to talk a big game about the need to reduce greenhouse gases, EPA continues to act timidly in the face of an oil industry that would prefer not to blend a single drop of biofuels. Illinois Farm Bureau will work with other interested parties to urge the EPA to set far more ambitious targets that'll encourage continued investment and real growth in biofuel production and use. Well, Chip Bowling, the president of the National Corn Growers Association, he even went a little more cutting, so to speak, in his feelings. Once again, the EPA's chosen to ignore the law by cutting the corn ethanol obligation 3.75 billion gallons from 2014 to 2016. Now, that represents nearly a billion and a half bushels of lost corn demand. That's a number you can sink your teeth into. A billion and a half bushels in lost corn demand. The only beneficiary of the EPA's decision is Big Oil, which has continuously sought to undermine the development of clean, renewable fuels. Unfortunately, the EPA's gift to Big Oil comes at the expense of family farmers, American consumers, and the air that we breathe. The renewable fuel standard was working as intended with no need to change. It's reduced greenhouse gas emissions. It's decreased our reliance on foreign oil, lowered gasoline prices for consumers, increased economic stability in rural America, and spurred innovation in advanced and cellulosic biofuels. We're evaluating our legal options for defending the law and protecting the rights of farmers and consumers. We will fight to protect and build profitable demand for corn, which is of fundamental interest to the National Corn Growers Association and our farmers. Sounds like we're just getting started. That's it for part two today. We'll be back again tomorrow.